great minds think alike.
I think so too. And I think for our next trip, Josh, we've got to do this hands down. You order first, and then I'll order first the next time, and just see if that's actually the case.
Yeah, right.
I got to prove to myself to you that I'm not copying what you're doing, because that sounds a bit stalkerish and weird.
Do you love to travel?
Do you love road trips?
Do you love finding hidden treasures in towns all over the USA? Hi, I'm Joshua.
And I'm Craig. Welcome to Treasures of Our Town, the podcast that explores the unique and charming towns scattered throughout the United States.
Join us as we venture into some of the country's most intriguing destinations, uncovering hidden gems and local secrets along the way.
On today's episode, Josh, we're sweet home Alabama. We explore the Gulf Shores of Alabama and a little bit of Florabama as well. And I am sitting across from you right now, face to face.
This is exciting. We're actually in Alabama.
Yes.
Wow. We spent the whole weekend together, like many days.
Yep.
Let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This is day five.
This is day five together, mate. Day five.
We have so much that we have done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This has been just such an amazing trip.
Yeah.
We have done so much.
So much.
We've seen so much. Yes. We've heard so much. The sights, the sounds, lots of sounds last night.
I know, right? And you think about it as well, when it comes to sights, we're sitting right now in these beautiful cabins and we overlook a gorgeous frosted lake, or frosted with fog, I should say, foggy lake with a pier outside and et cetera as well. Like, mate, we can't get any better than this.
My wife always says when she travels on social media, she goes, "Beautiful. Wish you were here." We wish you were here, listeners.
100% wish you were here.
As we're looking out our cabin window, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. Because,
absolutely.
Boy, have we been treated.
This has been next level, like media passes. We're talking, you know, let in backstage passes.
Yes.
And, you know, insanely good. Well treated. Even a package. We got little packages, Josh, too.
Yes. So many cool things. I'm looking at my care package back here.
Yep.
Got coffee and all this stuff. It's been such an amazing trip, and I don't know. We'll see.
Josh, this may have to be. I looked at the show notes, mate. Yes. This may have to be a two-parter.
A double episode. So you get to hear us talk about Alabama for a month.
Yeah, that's right, because we do every 2 weeks, fortnight for Australians and the rest of the world.
Oh, so before we dive in, had you ever been to Alabama before these last few weeks?
Yes.
You have?
Yes, I have. But all I did was I flew into Atlanta in Georgia.
Okay.
And then went directly across west. I'm getting my directions wrong.
Uh-huh.
Directly west into Alabama itself, and only to like where the Crimson Tide and the college there and that sort of thing. So I literally, it was just one road in, did a few caches, et cetera, and got my souvenir, as you do, and then one road back to Atlanta. So
you've never been this far south?
Oh, no. Not in Alabama anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is just such a unique area. This is the Gulf Shores. Mm. Like, I'm looking out the window right now, and it's like the Gulf is right there.
The Gulf is right there. We can almost see like the Mexican waters, I should say, straight away. The Gulf of Mexico.
We're right by the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never even stepped foot in Alabama till 4 days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought you'd been before you actually started.
I had, but back in the day, we took a road trip from Minnesota all the way down to Florida for, you know, the Disney trip.
As
I looked at my path, we hit Mississippi, but we didn't hit Alabama because we came down through Georgia. So I realized when I got here, I was like, oh, this doesn't look familiar at all.
Well, overall,
I've never been here before.
Overall, if that's the case, then this isn't in the show notes, so this is what happens. Overall, because how many states have you actually been to now?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Yeah, I'd have to look. Over 40 states, though.
I'm well over 40.
You're well over 40 states. If that's the case, then what do you think about Alabama as a general, as a whole, since you've been down here for the last five
years? I haven't seen all of it.
No.
I'm guessing that this area of the Gulf Shores is maybe a little bit different than the rest of Alabama, than the inland.
But what do you think about the actual people that we've met? And, you know,
I've been down here. It's just kind. mm-hmm. Southern hospitality. Mm-hmm. And let me just say, the Gulf Shores, this is a party down here.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun.
And it's a party for all ages, we found yes. out, which we'll get to very soon.
I mean, there's a lot of snowbirds. There's a lot of snowbirds yes. down here. There's a lot of retired folks. And, you know, I don't blame them.
No.
There's so much to see and do. And the weather is beautiful. And yes, I'm just looking right now how many geocaches I found, or how many, I'm sorry. I'm looking at how many states that I have found mm-hmm. geocaches in.
Yeah.
And the count right now is I've found geocaches in 42 states.
42. There you go. So I think I'm 42 as well. So
oh my gosh, we're tied.
We're tied. Have you been to Hawaii yet?
I have been to Hawaii.
But geocaching.
But it was before geocaching.
Oh, there you go. See, so yeah, that's a big one for you to get. So there yeah. you go. And you got all the Northeast to do, et cetera, as well.
That's once I hit the Northeast, oh yeah. boy, like yeah. I'm almost done. Then yeah. I just need Hawaii.
Yep. No, that's fair enough. Mate, what are we going to crack on with this little podcast and let them know what we've been doing day by day?
Yes.
The sights, the sounds, the tastes, the people, everything, and we'll go from there.
You guys are in for a treat for this podcast because mm-hmm. we've got like audio clips. This mm-hmm. is going to be a pretty epic episode. 100%. And you're really going to – you might have a little bit of FOMO because we just had so much fun down here.
Yeah.
And so – the reason we're here, Craig.
Of course.
Like yeah. the primary reason. We've done so much, but the primary reason is we are here for a geocaching mega event.
Mega event.
Which, yeah. if you're not a geocacher, and let's be honest, most of you are. That is a geocaching event, a big one that has over 500 attendees. It was mm-hmm. called Bamarama. This is the second year that they've done it.
Second year in a row.
And San Marcos, the leader of Bamarama, mm-hmm. Contacted me several months ago, and he really wanted us to come down here. So here we are. So
yeah. Yeah, thanks for the shout out to San Marcos yeah, for that too.
Thanks for the invite.
Exactly. But Josh, before we start off with all the good stuff, all the great stuff that we've done, your little trip didn't start so great, did it?
Now, this is going to sound a little bit like first world problems, but I was not pleased with my flights. I am a Delta loyal customer mm-hmm. and I really, really look forward to my flights because I love flights. It's yeah. relaxing.
Yep.
And everything about this just kind of was not so great.
Well, you got bumped, first of all.
Yeah.
You got bumped.
I was supposed to have a flight that left at 5, yeah. which meant I had to get to the airport at 3:30. So actually, secretly, I was kind of a little bit happy that I got bumped because that was really early. But I got on my flight, so I got bumped. I had, you know, I had picked my seat on my previous flight, so I had to, you know, do a different flight. And of course, because I had to get a different flight, at last minute, I got the dreaded middle seat.
Oh, because they just bump into the middle seat, whichever's spare and free, which normally is the middle seat.
Yeah, which was unfortunate. Yeah. And that was fine. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
But then I don't know anybody who's flight Delta. They have a great like in-flight, you know, movies, TV shows, and the screen and the seat back in front of you.
Yeah.
And everybody else is like, you know, have their headphones on. They're just jammed, listening and watching their shows. And all mine is just like a frozen screen that says Delta, just frozen.
Oh, so not frozen as in the movie Frozen, like Elsa, but actually like literally not working.
It's not working. And I'm looking around. Everybody else is working. I'm like, of course I got put in the seat where it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I press a little button. Ding! The lady, can I help you? Yeah, because I've had this happen before.
Yeah,
would you please go and reset my screen? Oh, yeah, no problem. And then she walked away. Hour later, nothing's happening. She clearly forgot about me. So then another flight attendant came my way after I pressed the button. Ding! She goes, is there anything? And secretly, I was like, I want the first one to come because we've already had a conversation. So I kind of went all like, you know, hey, an hour ago, I asked the other attendant to fix the screen. Mm. Could you please reset? Oh, yeah, sure, no problem. In the meantime, the drink cart is going by during this whole process and completely skips our row. No drinks.
For your row.
No drinks for my row. No in-flight entertainment. So she resets the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she's like, it should take 7 minutes for it to boot. And I'm watching it as it's just like frozen screen.
How long into the flight was this? Because it's an hour long. Like it's not a long flight.
No, it's a two-hour flight. So this is over an hour into flight. Now, I only have a half hour left now. So I'm like, at this point, I don't care. And so And then finally, she comes back after it has rebooted and goes, oh, sorry, it's not working. So after all that, I didn't get any drinks. And I didn't get any in-flight entertainment. Again, first world problem, I know. But Josh. You know,
Josh.
What?
You got content.
Yeah, now.
You got a story.
Just now. And I got some Delta points for it too. Only cool. 500, which is only worth $6. I think I deserve more for a $500 flight.
Hashtag Delta, definitely not sponsored.
Yeah, Delta, if you're listening. So it didn't start well, but you know what? As soon as I landed in Pensacola, Florida, it started well because you pulled up in your mobile house.
Yes, my converted SUV, and four-wheel drive.
If you don't know, Craig has been on a road trip across the country.
Yeah.
You know, sleeping at Cracker Barrels.
Yeah.
Living the life.
Living the van life, but not in a van. But it's okay.
And of course, as you're picking me up, I'm recording.
Yes.
And I get in the vehicle, and what do I say?
You say, look at me and go, Craig, or Craig. You like, take me to Alabama.
Take me to Alabama.
And say, Josh, this is what got me, because I know you, I know how you record, and you weren't holding your phone like a normal person holds their phone, like, you know, in the vertical mode. So you weren't recording for a TikTok.
No.
But you're holding it in landscape mode. So that means you're recording for a YouTube video.
Yes.
I had no clue what you had actually done or whatever. So yeah, I didn't know itself until you get in the car, you settle down, you relax.
Yes.
You know, what was the temperature like here? I know we don't talk about the weather, but on these types of things, we have to talk about the weather because that is one of the good aspects of this location.
Yeah, so we're visiting here in the end of February.
Beginning of March.
Yep. So if you're listening to this later, and it was like a nice 70 degrees here.
Yeah.
It was nice. And let's be real, like the weather in Minnesota has been really weird today. March 3rd, when we're recording this, it's 70 degrees in Minneapolis on March 3rd. It's wild weather. So we got the same temperature here as Minnesota right now. Isn't that weird?
That is very strange. That is really super
But we don't talk about the weather here, so that's over.
But we can talk about it if it's a product of the actual quality or a quality of the
We got to paint the picture.
We do.
So I said, take me to Alabama.
And I did.
And you did. Thank you. Because I have never found a geocache in Alabama.
No, that's right. We've never been to Alabama.
So check one. I have to get to Alabama. And I also had to get to Alabama for a special mission that we'll talk about later. I just published a YouTube video about this special mission.
I did see that.
So I had to get to Bamarama. But the first part of getting to Bamarama is getting to Alabama. So I needed to find a geocache as soon as possible.
And it was actually on the border sign.
Yes. A great cache right on the border in this little space. So we visited a location that we visited not once, not twice, but three times on this trip. It was so epic.
Yes, yes. And it's apparently the last roadhouse in the USA.
That's what they say, the last roadhouse in America.
And it's called Florabama.
Florabama, because it's basically right between Florida and Alabama.
Yeah. So if you don't know, and I didn't know this either, but the border line, Josh, is very strange down here in the peninsula area. It goes sort of like sideways. It actually goes from left to right or east to west.
Yeah.
And then automatically just turns straight back down to south again. So it kind of got like it's a panhandle of a panhandle.
Yes. Yes. It is kind of a strange border.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, Florabama, it's like a world's last roadhouse, they say. Kenny Chesney, the country singer, wrote a song about it. You can search for it.
He did.
And this is, it's a complex, man. Oh, it's on the beach.
Man.
I mean, all these different rooms with all these different music venues and all these different bars inside one. It's one giant bar.
Yeah, yeah. Should we talk about Florabama right now?
Well, yeah, we'll get back to it. So let's not talk about it right now. But that's the area that we were.
Yep.
So I found the geocache.
Yep.
Check.
Done.
I now have Alabama.
And then there's, of course, Adventure Labs around that area too. Yeah, so we had to do those Adventure Labs.
We were doing the Adventure Labs.
Yep.
And then, of course, I was getting footage for my YouTube channel. And sometimes I hand you the camera.
Yes, you do. Quite often you hand me the camera.
Tell them what we went out to a pier. Tell them what happened.
So basically what happened is Josh being Josh, he's like, you know, get me a B-roll of this, get some footage of this. Okay, get me walking here, get me walking there. I want to talk about this. And that's all normal. That's fine. Not a problem. But this time we were out on a pier, but not – the pier wasn't into the ocean. The pier was into like the lake on the other side of the peninsula.
Right.
And so the pier itself went past and onto the pier. Now I'm already in – what do you call it? Like Florida, Alabama gear. So I'm in the shorts, I'm in the shirt, it's beautiful weather, it's like it's summer.
Yeah,
you know, I'm even wearing slides, for instance, right, as well. I'm not even wearing clothes in shoes.
Pause. Tell the people what a slide is, because that's not what we call them.
Oh, you don't call them slides?
No, we call them sandals.
Sandals.
Or thongs. We do sometimes call them thongs.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a slip-on shoe of sorts that your toes are bare, right. Your heels are bare. Like, it's just one bit of strip going over the top of your foot. There you go. If you haven't got that visual now, you should have. Because I can't say thong because people don't think of other things here in the US. But anyway.
Right.
I'm there and Josh is like, okay, I'm going to stand here at the end of the pier and I want you to walk back away from me and, you know, and pan up and see.
Yeah, what's the name of that shot? When you back up, we should name that shot.
We should name the shot.
So like when we're out there, I you know what I'm talking about. I think it should be a backup shot.
A backup shot. Yeah.
We back it,
backup
backing
shot.
It up.
Backing it up. Okay. Exactly. So I was doing a backup shot. And sure enough, me being me, I'm halfway, not even halfway through. I think I took two steps.
Yeah.
I took two steps.
There's video proof of this. The video just published today. I left it in.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I left it in.
I took two steps back. Yeah. And sure enough, my one of my footwear, it caught Josh on the on the boards
on the
of
pier.
The board or the pier.
Yeah.
And it just automatically flicked into the water.
In the water.
But it was lucky for me, it's floating because they're made out of like that floating material. But it was floating away. Now I've got all my clothes on. I've got no swimwear on. I've got my phone in my pocket. Luckily, you know, car keys and my wallet. But I turned around and I saw a little boat that was actually not a little, but it was a nice boat. It was tied up to the pier. There was a guy in there and three lovely ladies.
Yep.
And I ran over to him and I asked. I said, excuse me, are you like if you're fishing boat, you should have like a gaff. We call it a gaff, which is a big hook on a stick. And he's like, no, I don't have anything on there. He goes, what's wrong? And I said, I told him the story. What did he do? He straight away disrobed his shirt, bare chested, pulled his pants down. He had swimwear underneath. Pulled his pants down, comes running like what's that guy's name on the beach? You know, the In that old TV show, Josh. That old TV
Baywatch?
Show. Baywatch. What's the guy?
Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
The Hoffer.
The Hoff.
He was like the Hoffer.
He was the Hoff. He was there and he bounded. And he didn't just jump in and grab it. No. He dove head first in like a swan dive. I've never seen a dive like this before, to be honest with you. So excited by this guy. He picked it up and then he swam back around to where he could climb up and handed me my shoe back. So,
Craig, we actually have a live
clip
of
we
this.
Do. Yes. We do. We thanked him in person and we recorded it. Let's flick to it now.
Let's take a listen.
Josh, we're recording live right now as we speak.
So. We are. We're on a pier in Florida, Alabama.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're in Florida or Alabama. I think we're in Florida right now.
Florabama, they call it. Yeah. Florabama. Now, Josh, I'm there filming you, doing some stuff as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and what happened? I tripped over on the actual pier itself and lost my shoe into the water.
Yeah, it's just floated away in a sad sort of fashion.
But lucky for us. Lucky for us. Lucky for us, we've got Navy Nick and three lovely ladies sitting on a boat next to us. Navy Nick, guess what he did, Josh?
What did he do?
He took off, he breasted himself and took off his shirt itself.
Yeah,
he took off his
disrobed.
Pants.
Disrobed. He took his pants off.
Well, he's got swimmer underneath as well.
Well, yeah, we're in Florida.
And then literally dove in like a swan diving from the depths of above down below.
He didn't jump in, he dove.
He dove right in, exactly right.
Yeah.
And got my thong, sandal, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it's not a
slide. Sorry, we call them thongs in Australia. There we go. So, no, yeah, different thing here. I forgot about that. Very good.
Wow.
So, there we go. So, a big thank you very much to Nick Navy Nick.
And this is amazing. It only costs you four beers.
Well,
for the rescue program.
Well, and it's content, Josh. It's all content.
I love it.
Thank you to Navy Nick and the three lovely ladies.
Navy Nick. Welcome to Florida. We hope you guys enjoy your time here.
Big thank you to Navy Nick.
Navy Nick and those three lovely ladies. Yes. Like, yeah. That we run into these girls sometimes. You call them the fun girls.
Yeah, the fun girls. If you've ever seen the Andy Griffith Show, there's an episode called The Fun Girls where these fun girls show up with Andy and Barney and they all want to just go on fun dates. And they are really worried about the fun girls because they're afraid that their girlfriends, Thelma Lou and Helen, are going to find out about the fun girls.
Yeah, yeah. But they were fun girls.
They were fun girls.
In all of the sense of the show. So exactly. There we go. That was that. Then we moved on and we came to check in to these beautiful, gorgeous cabins.
So we're staying at the Gulf Shores State Park.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you think of when you think of a state park. You know, sometimes I think rustic. I think like rustic cabins, sometimes like old cabins, right?
Yep.
But we're staying at Gulf Shores State Park and we are staying, actually, we're sitting in them right now.
Mm-hmm.
The most beautiful new cabins, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, full kitchen, beautiful. We got TVs in every room. We got a new couch. Oh my gosh. Orange Beach Tourism, Gulf Shores and Orange Beach Tourism. Shout out to Kay there.
Yes.
She hooked us up, Greg.
She really did. Josh, did you know? I'm not sure if you knew or not, but we're actually the first people staying. So you're the first person to lay on that bed in your room.
Wow.
I'm the first person to lay on the bed in my room.
Wow. We broke it in.
We broke it in. So,
yes, and the Gulf Shores State Park, let me tell you why it's great. Now, in Minnesota, Greg, you can't even have really geocaches unless you get very special permission. In our state parks.
Yeah.
Gulf Shores State Park,
oh,
if you look at the map, if you're a geocacher and you look at the map, we're talking hundreds of geocaches. The state park is huge.
Yeah.
And it goes around the lake and there's bike trails. Mm-hmm. And this is a place, if you're a geocacher, you could take a serious, amazing geo vacation here.
100%. You wouldn't even, let's be honest as well, Josh, the amount of things that are close by to where we are in these cabins as well. Like, as you said, you could spend the entire day in the state park on bikes. And we'll get to that soon because we did do that as well. You can spend the entire day doing that. And then in the afternoon or evening, you know, wash up, have a beautiful hot shower in your beautiful brand new sort of bathroom.
Yes.
Jump in your car and then go to visit one of the many, many restaurants in the area. Seafood to die for.
Yeah, seafood galore.
Galore. And I'm one of the ones, Josh, where if I'm any further than like, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 hours inland or away from, I don't eat seafood from those places.
Yeah.
I like seafood on the shore where the salt spray, you can smell the salt spray and you don't need any extra salt on your fish and chips, for instance, because you can just wave it in the air and get some salt from the air.
Yeah, so you look at that, you're like, that just came from the sea today.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's kind of even still, you know, kicking on the plate a little bit. No.
Yes.
So you could do that if you came here, and you could do it with, because of the size of the rooms, we spoke about this. If you've got 2 families, Josh, can stay here because there's a king room and there's a queen room, and then the third bedroom has bunk beds.
Yeah.
So if you had 2 families, like 2 couple adults, and they had both had 1 kid each, or one family had 2, you could easily stay here and share the costs because it's quite cheap.
And we looked at the price. It was pretty reasonable for one night for what this is.
Yeah.
There's laundry downstairs. Mm-hmm. Outside, we have a little porch area that is all screened in, so no bugs.
No bugs.
And then there's a pier that goes right out into the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. And also on the premises of the state park, there's a restaurant.
Yep.
And we have not had the opportunity to visit yet, but we drive by it, and it's a beautiful, like, newish looking restaurant.
Yep.
There's all kinds of activities planned throughout the state park.
Yep.
You could spend your whole time here and not leave. There is enough to do.
Exactly.
At the Gulf Shores State Park, and stay in the new cabins.
The new cabins.
These are beautiful.
Now, they are brand new for one reason and one reason only, Josh, that they actually had the hurricane come through, that one, the last one that came through itself. And all the cabins here, they all got, you know, demolished and rebuilt. And we're on stilts as well. So we're on stilts, Josh, in case the water gets too high. So they got gaiters, Josh. The gaiters can walk underneath the which we haven't seen any yet. I'm a bit sort of bummed about that.
Yeah. They're out there. Mm. I don't know if I would need to see them.
But now, Josh, I mean, we're what, you know, 20 minutes into this episode?
Yeah.
Have a look out the window right now.
It's
the
beautiful.
Sun has come out. The fog has lifted. The glistening, I'm talking glistening, off the lake.
It's beautiful.
It is absolutely stunning and gorgeous.
Yes. This is the place to stay.
Yeah.
Like, you can stay at a hotel, but mm-hmm. this is you got the nice mix of nature, but also a really nice, like, basically apartment.
Yeah, yeah. And to be honest, Josh, I looked at the prices. If you stayed in a hotel along the peninsula there,
yeah.
you're probably, it's a little bit more expensive
yeah.
than what these cabins are.
Yeah.
But not only that, I will say this in the last time for these cabins, and that is, not only do you get the cabins, not only do you get the entry to the state park is all inclusive, but Josh, you get your parking ticket like on for your car.
Right.
And therefore you can use it not just within the state parks, but the state parking as well along the shoreline.
Oh, that normally that's a big deal.
That's normally $10 a day.
Yeah. So if you want to go to the golf beach.
Yeah. 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 You got free parking with your park pass.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's pretty cool. It's all inclusive.
Yeah.
All inclusive. So there you go. Must visit, must stay.
Oh, one more thing I want to add too. There's like a kitchenette here, like fridge, full kitchenette. So you can bring your food. You don't even have to go out and eat at the restaurants, which you should.
Which you should, but you don't have to. Exactly.
You don't have to.
Exactly. There's a Walmart around the corner as well that we can get all your Miller High Lifes from.
Yeah.
Which we did.
Not sponsored. Not sponsored, but if you're listening. So we're still on Wednesday. This is still arrival day.
Oh, wow.
We checked into this beautiful cabin, and then we went to the very first geocaching event.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was in Orange City.
Orange Beach.
Orange Beach,
Orange
sorry.
Beach, yeah.
It was in Orange Beach. And it was at not a brewery, but a place. No. I've been to one of these places before.
Yeah.
And you love it.
I do.
You love this.
I do.
This place was called The Pour.
The Pour, as in P-O-U-R.
Yes.
Like you pour your own beers.
Yes. Explain to the people what it's like, because this is really, if you're a beer lover, this is a paradise.
Yeah, and I am. And when I come to say beer lover, I love trying all different types of beer because, like, you know, as I said before, most of our listeners, we like collecting things, the digital souvenirs, and I'm on Untappd, the app.
Oh, tell people what Untappd is if they don't know.
Okay, Untappd is basically a social media app for beer drinkers. And so every time you drink a new beer in a new location, you can log that beer on your Untappd under your profile. Your friends can see that you had that beer as well. You rate the beer, you put a photo of the beer, you can do a little blurb of how you felt when you drank the beer, for instance. And then, Josh, you actually get digital badges.
Yeah.
You know, from the app itself. So again, Untappd, hashtag not sponsored, but if you're listening, I do love Untappd app.
Gamifying your drinking.
I don't know whether that's a good thing or not, but what it does though, what it does, Josh, to be honest with you, it makes me try so many different types of beers. Like, you know, we could just sit here and, you know, for the last three or four nights drinking Miller High Life, that's it. But no, you know, I've had IPAs, I've had sours, I've had drafts, I've had lagers, I've had all different types because I want more badges, Josh.
More badges. And at The Pour, you get like a little card that you connect to your like credit card.
Credit card, yeah.
This is dangerous. And then you put the little card in the wall, like the wall where the beer pours out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like charges you how much you've poured.
Per ounce
into your glass.
Exactly.
And then when you check in on Untappd, you didn't say this. This was a verified location.
Yes, it was.
So our faces got put on the screen.
Exactly, yeah. Like, so
Craig's here. He's drinking again.
Yeah, there it is. Make sure if you got Untappd, make sure you have a nice photo of yourself, not one after you've been drinking, just saying.
Perfect.
So that was The Pour at The Wharf over in Orange Beach.
Oh, yeah, The Wharf.
Yeah, it was
not
The Wharf.
Not Wharf from Star Trek Next Generation.
No.
The Wharf, and like there's a place that where people like live there.
Yeah,
but it was beautiful. It looked very new.
Yeah, and we did a walk after.
Yeah,
you know the event finished, and we walked up and down the main street there.
Right.
The lights were on.
It was beautiful.
That red. I think you put a photo on your Instagram.
Yes, I did.
Josh, absolutely stunning. And there's that big Ferris wheel there, which you looked and went, well, Craig, we need to go on that, but unfortunately, it's closed for the season.
Yeah. It was, we got a media pass and it was a part of the media pass. Mm. It was like, I want to do everything on the media pass. And then, yes, I think the night we were there, it was open, but then they just like closed it down for maintenance when we went back.
No.
I think that's what happened.
No.
But it's a really cool area. Lots of shops. The Poor is there. There's an AMC theater there. Yep. So it's a newish area. It was beautiful.
And if you're a geocacher, there is like, I think, 3 or 4 adventure labs up and down that street as well, which is really nice.
So, and this was just Wednesday. We were tired.
Yeah. Yeah. We were really tired. Oh, you were probably more tired than what I was because you're Wednesday was your travel day. See, so
yes.
So get back to the rooms, the cabins. You know, fall asleep. Bed was comfortable. Mm-hmm. I will say, nice hot showers. Mm-hmm. Bed comfortable. Everything was fine. And Josh, are you going to tell the listeners your most favorite part of the whole cabin here?
Well, I took a photo and I sent it to you.
Yeah, you know.
And then I also put it on the Treasures of Our Town Instagram story feed. And I knew this was here before because it was listed as one of the things here. There's a hair dryer here. Of course there's a hair dryer. This is important. I was so happy we had it. It was a nice hair dryer. I think it's brand new. I think I was the first person.
Brand new.
I think I was the first person using it. And I think I noticed that the cabins here, the cabins where we're staying, of course, you can book it through the Gulf Shore State Park, but it's also on Airbnb. These are on Airbnb. So this is technically also an Airbnb.
Oh.
So if you have an Airbnb and they don't have hair dryer, that's messed up, man. That's messed up.
So just to let you know, you didn't see because you haven't been in my room, but there's a hairdryer in my bathroom too, separate to yours. So there you go. There's
no surprise.
This place not one, but two hairdryers. So that made Josh's day.
Yeah. Craig got the king suite.
Well, it's only because I just walked through and put my bags down.
Yeah.
I didn't know which. We didn't know which was
which.
Just
take it. No, I'm fine with it.
But we will say this as well. We had a friend of ours. We spoke to a friend of ours and we said, oh, this is beautiful here. And his wife said, her first thing to come out of her mouth was, did Josh check if there's a hairdryer?
I have priorities.
You're being known, Josh. People are starting to know your little intricacies.
So Thursday.
Yes.
Now Thursday morning.
Yep.
And we're in this beautiful state park. And I turn to you guys and I'm like, guys, there's hundreds of geocaches here. Good ones too.
Mm.
Let's explore the park.
Yes, and that we did. Now, this is another perk, Josh. And I didn't know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know this perk until you brought it up at the time. And they've got free, let me say it again, free.
I'll say it so people can understand.
Free. Push bike hire.
Push bike hire? That's what you're calling it?
Well, what do you
call it? Push bike hire.
That's what it is.
Free bike rentals.
Well, you're speaking to the US. I'm speaking to the rest of the world.
Okay, that's fair.
We're not just a US
podcast.
That's
so funny. Push bike hire. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, because you hire the push bikes. Yeah, but it's free.
And you do it with an app.
Yes.
It was really kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because usually when you rent bikes, they're in some sort of like lock station. Yes. You can't get them out. These were like freestanding.
Yep.
And we're like, well, people could just steal these or whatever. But
no, they can't.
There's a little lock on the tire. So when you can unlock the little lock on the tire through the app.
Through the app. And it scared Josh a little bit too because he's there doing the app and he's very, into it. And next minute you hear this shuck and the lock undid and you turned around. You're like, oh, I did it. It worked.
It's kind of like geocaching a bike.
Yeah.
Unlocking a bike. Yeah. Like a gadget cache or whatever.
Yeah.
And we got on those bikes and they were a lot of fun.
They were a lot of fun. More fun for you, and you'll see it on the video as well, which I do, because like I'm telling you now, people know you by now, Josh. They know that your love of Pee Wee Herman, and they know what you do. And so all of a sudden, Josh is there, and he starts to do a little dance as he goes around, and the bike's going side to side. And I was waiting. I was waiting for you to sort of flip or fall off of some sort. But what got me, though, is that Josh found the bell.
Yeah, it wasn't obvious that there was a bell on it, but then I found you guys were using the bell.
Well, yeah.
When you were passing people, and I'm like, oh, crud, I don't even have a bell.
But no.
I noticed it was just a little crank on the side.
Yeah.
And then when I noticed that, I just kept ringing it like a 7-year-old child.
And then started singing and dancing on the bike.
It sounded like this, la, 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 la. Because the bikes were kind of Pee Wee Herman-ish.
Now I think that's spiked on the audio, but that's anyway.
Okay. You can fix it.
So yeah, so we, and the reason why you can get these bicycle hires for free is that you can ride around, Josh, around this whole state park. Now, if you're a geocacher, because you probably are, there are how many?
It's power trails.
It's power
trails. 500 and some feet. Geocache. And it's just a great way to get lots of geocaches, lots of fast, very quickly, And there are people that like the high numbers.
Yes.
And if you want numbers too,
yeah,
like this is the place to go.
And let's be honest too, the actual containers themselves, they're not micros in the woods.
No, they're great.
They're great containers. There are ammo cans out there. There's like little, there's even a photo booth, or not photo booth, but photographic one where, you know, you may or may not be killed like a big mouse or rat.
Oh, that was a great one. You'll see that video photos of that.
Yep.
So we spent probably a couple hours just geocaching and biking in the park. We're like, take advantage of this amazing location that we are. And then, Craig, where did we head? We headed back for visit two of the Florabama Roadhouse.
And rightly so, because so when we headed back, so the first time we were there, it was sort of late afternoon. But this time we're there mid morning, Josh. Yeah,
morning on a Thursday. You're thinking, boy, the Roadhouse probably isn't, you know, going on a Thursday morning.
No, because I thought we're just going to be geocaches there as well.
Because there was a geocaching event.
It was a geocaching event. That's the reason why we're there. Yeah. So it was a geocaching event, and by that time, a lot of geocaches had come through. So there was maybe 100 or 200 geocaches at this event because it was a pretty cool scavenger hunt game, which we'll get into in a sec.
Yep.
But Josh, what got me was that this place, this Florabama place, is like a rabbit warren. It's just like room after room after room, and bar and
music venue
and another bar, and then an outside bar and a smoking section. And to the point, Josh, where we were doing this little scavenger hunt around inside like rabbits ourselves. You know, we had to find these letters, and again, you'll see it on the video. We had to find these letters around the whole place. Bras hanging from the ceiling, for instance, all that sort of stuff too.
Well, let's talk about that. The geocaching event was in the dome room.
Yes.
And this was like, imagine like a kind of a black box theater.
Mm-hmm.
There were several levels up there. And there were bras hanging from the ceiling. Like, think of like, the word I have for it is scuzzy.
Yes.
But in a really fun way.
Yeah.
Like, because it just fit. It fit where we were.
It fit the vibe.
Yeah. So the event was actually in the dome room.
Yes.
And we'll get to that later, maybe in the next podcast.
Yeah.
Because we visit again later. But this was just a really unique. It felt so authentic.
Yes. But I didn't realize. So I go upstairs and I'm looking around for these scavenger hunt letters. And here's this woman upstairs, because you could smoke upstairs, Josh. You could actually smoke upstairs because everything, the cigarette goes up.
Is that weird for you?
A little bit.
Because we can't smoke anywhere inside or even really near places.
No.
Even in Minnesota.
Like, 30 feet from the front door. You know, and which is fine because I'm a non-smoker and I'm an avid non-smoker as well. But this woman there, she's up the stairs and she's got a drink in her hand, Josh. It's 10:30 in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
she's got a drink in her hand, a big cigarette in her fingers, and she's sucking it away. And the puff of smoke comes up, and she looked at me. And she goes, because you can see upstairs. You can actually see down into the dome room area, so you can see what was happening downstairs. And she said to me, "What's going on down there? And I looked at her and went, and then realized she's not a geocacher.
Oh, no. There were a lot of non-geocachers there at 10:30.
She was just drinking and smoking and enjoying her time.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Craig.
No shade. Just saying that. But that's when I realized, Josh, there was more than just geocaching people there. You know, we're there, and then we walked into another bar area. There's a band playing, and then
at 10:30
in the morning, they've got a band
it
playing.
It was packed too,
and they have these special drinks there, Josh.
Oh yeah,
do you want to talk about drinks?
We won our drinks.
Yeah,
so we did a scavenger hunt where you had to find letters throughout the Bamarama, and then you had to unscramble them like a good, clever geocacher would. Once you did that, you told them the word, and they gave you a drink ticket.
That's cool.
And everybody was like, you got to get the world famous Bushwhacker drink.
Bushwhacker. I'd never heard of this bushwhacker before.
There were several versions of the bushwhacker.
There was. But
we had more later.
We got the original first.
The original.
What was your idea? Well, firstly, what is the bushwhacker? Do you remember what was in the bushwhacker?
Tequila, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's rum. Kind of a fruity drink. It's a slushy drink.
Yes. And it's a milk slush, too. Like, it's more of an ice cream, Josh.
Yeah. It was more like an ice. It's sort of an ice cream. Yeah, alcoholic drink.
Ice cream for adults.
It was really good. It was very tasty.
Yes, it was.
It was I think the Bushwhacker was like the kind of a tropical feel.
Yes, it did. But it suited the area and the theme.
They had a Reese's version of the Bushwhacker. Yes. They had a Red Bull version.
And there was a coconut version.
Coconut.
And like margarita.
Strawberry daiquiri version.
Tropical.
It was
delicious.
They were tasty.
They really, really were. Tasty. And we had a couple of days later, just saying.
Yes.
So that was a scavenger hunt inside itself. And then Josh is like, okay, we can't just be here any longer. We need to go out. We need to actually do some filming. We need to find some caches.
Yes.
They've got to be good quality caches as well.
Yes.
We can't just, sit here with all the older generational people watching and drinking at midday.
As fun as that would be.
100%. And do you think I'll be doing that in my retirement years? Yes, 100%.
We might need to do visit 4 before I get on the plane today.
Yes.
I don't know. So... San Marcos, the leader of the Bamarama events, sent me all like the best caches in the area, which is really nice because they hid new gadget caches just for this event. They archived the old ones.
Yeah.
And then they set them up as adventure labs.
Yes.
Smart.
Very smart.
Smart. And then they have new ones. So people that are revisiting Bamarama from last year, this is the second one, they get new caching adventures like every year they come. So... what were some of the highlights? I know this is not a geocaching podcast, but there are some unique locations.
Ah, very, very unique locations. And one of which I'm going to throw to you now, because like anything down here, I find, Josh, they like to repurpose things. They repurpose their geocaches like you just said as well.
Yeah.
But one of the geocaches sent us to a location that is – I had never seen this before, Josh, to be
Neither
honest with you. It was an art studio. First and foremost, it was – an art studio.
Yes.
Now, I called it a swinger art studio, but there's no N.
No, so this swigger? Is not swinger.
It's swigger.
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 Swigger. There you go. Swigger.
Oh, geez, I have to roll my R.
Put your country in it. Swigger.
It's a swigger.
No, swigger.
Oh, swigger.
There you go. Close enough.
And Swigger was the name of the actual artist himself. Now, what he does, he uses repurposed trash as his art. So what I mean by that is he'll walk along the beach and he'll literally pick up, Josh, he picks up all the cigarette butts that he can find, for instance.
That's
he then
so
takes
cool.
them all back to his studio area, and it's very well ventilated because he said it's really bad. He's got gloves on. He does it all, hygienically as such as well.
Yes.
But then he uses the filter. He uses the, what do you call it, the wrapper outside.
Yep.
And apparently there's only two colors on a cigarette. It's like a dirty orange sort of.
Yeah, and a white.
And a white.
Yeah.
And then what he does is he uses that for different art pieces and then frames them up. And it's
really cool.
Yeah. I think you bought one.
I bought one. They were cool. It had a Lucky Strike.
That's
cover
right.
on it. Yeah, so not only, I think he actually found the outside of the Lucky Strike container and put that as a part of it.
Yep,
so I believe my dad back in the 70s smoked Lucky Strike. So my wife won't listen to this podcast, but it's going to be a gift for her for her birthday. So
no, that's fair enough, mate. But he not only just did that sort of art, but I did notice as well, he's had it hanging art on the walls.
Yeah.
There was like a surfboard. Josh, the surfboard was like, made out of cigarettes, cigarette butts and cigarettes that he'd found. They're still full cigarettes. And then what he does is he like glazes over them with the epoxy resin. And so you can see straight through. And so you can surf, Josh, on cigarettes.
It's so cool. You know what? We could continue just to describe how cool it was, but we talked to him.
We
talked to JD Swider.
Oh, I forgot. Yes.
We did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's just hear from him about his artwork and what he does and why he does it.
Craig.
Yes.
This podcast is called Treasures of Our Town.
And we found one.
We just found a treasure that was guided by geocaching. The purpose of our whole podcast. You got to love when this happens. It's so serendipitous.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. I love it, mate.
We are at an art studio called Swiger Studios.
Swiger?
Not well. This guy we're about to talk to does have swagger.
Why don't we ask him then? Bring
it's
him in
swagger.
Now.
JD, come on over.
Come in, Mike. Come in.
This is the owner and I assume the artist of this studio.
Yes, sir.
And right now, guys, this is audio. I'm looking around. I'm seeing a shark.
Yes.
Created with. Well, we'll find
we'll
out.
We'll find out.
I'm seeing a
crocodile.
A hammerhead
that you wore on your head as well.
Like, yes. I'm seeing shards of glass.
Yes.
On the floor.
Yep.
With paint. This is a really cool location.
And I find that a lot of it's like all reused, Josh. It looks all secondhand.
Yes. JD, hello.
Hello, sir.
Tell us a little bit about your artwork. What do we have going on here? This is amazing.
So I'm from Gulf Shores originally, and I really respect where I'm from, and I try not to take it for granted. And the main point of my upcycled artwork is really to raise consciousness and awareness in my hometown of an ongoing problem that we have not only here in Gulf Shores, but any town, you know, in the world, really. So picking up beach trash, things I'm finding in the community, on the streets, and kind of framing them in a canvas or in a three-dimensional sculpture, I can kind of raise some awareness, and it's a bit of activism in itself.
That is amazing.
That is really cool.
So it's like art with – you got to love when there's – it's like art with a purpose and taking something that's kind of a negative and making it a positive and making it – and it's so cool. And I'm seeing – on the walls, you literally like you go on the beach and you pick up like old cigarette butts. Tell me what you do with those. That's amazing.
That's really cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll have gloves, of course, and picking up mainly on the beach is the best story. It's the best visual, kind of picking something out of the sand. Once I have a cigarette filter, that medium specifically gets broken down. It's where the tobacco is taken out and the actual plastic fibers are taken out and the cigarette filter is kind of flat laid onto the canvas. You see that they're brown and white.
Yes.
Well, that's the only two colors that cigarette filters come in the entire world, really, unless you're smoking cloves. But the brown and white creates a highly contrasted two-color image, so you're really able to make nice visuals with cigarette filters, believe it or not. Like you said, making something beautiful out of something ugly.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And this really is something that could be done around the world, let's be honest, you know. 100%. I do love here in the Gulf Shores as well, you do say the whole theme is leave only footprints. Mm-hmm. So I love that too. So, yeah, all your plastic bottles, all your cigarette butts, all that, get them all off our beaches, all around the world. But, yeah, you're doing a great job here in Gulf Shores, mate. I love it.
I appreciate that.
And what brought us into here is actually a geocache that, I mean, tell us what we're looking at here. It's Marlboro.
Yeah, a giant Marlboro box. And it's used, as an installation. It's used to kind of use in the community. People kind of walk by a giant Marlboro box, thrown up against a trash can. And it's kind of a pun in everyday life. It's kind of raising, awareness. You might walk by a regular sized one that's discarded, but to have this in your face kind of, like I said, punny Marlboro box is eye opening.
Yeah. It reminds you, hey,
But what is it actually made out of?
So it's cardboard, and a lot of my three-dimensional figures are – the anatomical form is made from cardboard stripping. So the cardboard in itself is upcycled. I try to use all materials that are, being thrown away.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for what you're doing, your artwork. This is really a great treasure. If you're in Gulf Shores – or we are in Gulf Shores right now. Check this place out. Swiger Studio. It's right next to the Walmart.
Yeah.
Can't miss it.
Can't miss it. Cannot miss it. So, Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Wow, that guy was so cool, I tell you. He's one in a million. There should be more like him. If there's more like him in the world, there'd be less trash in the world.
Yeah, and he's making a really ugly thing a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I just really have a lot of respect for
Josh,
that.
I'll be honest with you, before we move on to the next one, you putting your head inside a hammerhead shark made of like bits of plastic bottles that he'd found on the beach here in Gulf Shores.
So, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And why did we go there, though? We didn't even say why we went there.
Oh, geocache.
Remember? There was a geocache inside that was a gigantic cigarette box,
like a cigarette packet.
Yeah,
but it was a gigantic one. It's probably, I'm going to say, Josh, it's probably over 100 times the size of a normal cigarette packet.
It was pretty cool.
And that box itself was made out of cigarette packs that he'd found on the beach.
Yes.
Wow.
Very amazing. Cool.
Very, very cool.
So we were hungry.
Yep.
We're like, it's time to eat some foods. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're not really familiar. We went on the Gulf Shores and Orange Beach geotourism site because we were like, we wanted to find the good stuff. And one of the places that was on there, I was like, if it's on the website, it must be good. So we went to the Cove Bar and Grill.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that, Craig?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And it was tasty. Mm-hmm. We both got, I've been giving you a hard time all weekend.
I know.
Because I'll order something and then you'll order the same thing. And I know you're not copying me, but I think it's just great minds think alike.
I think so too. And I think for our next trip, Josh, we've got to do this hands down. You order first and then I'll order first the next time and just see if that's actually the case.
Yeah, right.
I got to prove to myself to you that I'm not copying what you're doing because that sounds a bit stalkerish and weird.
But I went to their website because you see some of the Yelp reviews on there.
I love Yelp reviews. Yeah,
and everybody was talking about the stuffed avocado blackened chicken.
I know. I love avocado. I'm a big avocado fan.
You knew you were going to love this.
Exactly. I knew straight away. Like it said, avocado was one of the main ingredients. I knew I was going to love it. And a stuffed avocado, Josh, it came in its own shell. I mean, it was halved, of course, and the pip was removed, but it came in its own shell. And then it had salsa drizzled over the top. It was actually – the avocado was cooked inside as well, like it was baked. The salsa dripped over the top. Then the blackened chicken – over the top. Then the cheese grilled over the top with a little bit of crust on the cheese. Dude, that
and there was like
next
a
level.
Sauce too in there. Too.
Yes.
And it was served with tortilla chips.
Yep, yep, yep.
It was fantastic.
You could have like your own little dip part with the tortilla chips. And definitely shout out if you're in the area, that's a must.
And you know, as we're eating, you remember I looked over to the side of the wall and you remember what I saw and I was so excited.
So in a previous trip with Josh, he's actually shown me this. And what it is it's a jukebox basically.
Touch Tunes.
But Touch Tunes has an app on your phone that you can secretly, I mean, obviously you have to pay if you want to, you know, like you normally do with your Touch Tunes or any jukebox, you have to pay for what you select. So you can pay for it, but you do it within the app. And therefore, then you can secretly pick your song so no one knows who's actually doing the DJ.
You basically can be the DJ of the place.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always take pride in trying to like match the vibe.
You do. You really do.
Like, what are these people really going to love?
Yeah.
And this was felt very country. We walked in there and everything was Casey Musgraves, I think, was on the Touchers.
Yep, yep.
So we were thinking about all the country songs. And the first song I played was Rawhide from the Blues Brothers movie. Head 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, Rawhide. We're like, I'm like, oh, these people are really going to love this.
They did. A couple of them looked over and went, oh, yeah. And they nodded their heads and they liked it. They
and
it
so Tim
cool.
was with us, Minnesota boy.
Yes.
And it's so fun because Tim was just learning about Touch Tunes too. So he was downloading the app and then he started playing songs.
Yep. Yep. Oh. And my first song that I played, A Land Down Under. I had to play it. That didn't really go down too well, but that's all right.
Hey, you have to represent, right?
Exactly, exactly.
We took several geo breaks.
Yeah, we did.
Because now just imagine between all of this, we're finding geocaches, great geocaches.
Yeah.
And we had this press pass that Kay gave us. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Kay.
And on this press pass was the Track Family Amusement Park.
And that's what's called the Track.
The Track.
The Track.
And we drove by it, and what did we see? We just saw not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Well, probably five.
I think it was five or maybe six.
Maybe six go-kart tracks.
Go-kart tracks. And they were go-kart tracks for all different skill levels, you see. Yeah. That's why they were spread out. So you had like the family track that you could take your kids on.
Right.
And you could even ride, you know, as the parent and the child sitting next to them as well. So
cute.
It's cute and it's slow. But then they go all the way up to the wooded track where you go up, over, down, spiral in almost like little jumps. The go-karts were backfiring as you're popping it down the hill and trying to brake to get around the corner quickly. They had that one. We did right on that one. And yes. then they had the slick track.
The slick track.
And it was too slick for you, John.
I wiped out like seven times. And the thing with these go-karts is they don't have a reverse.
No.
So the teenager, he has to come out and like face you in the right direction. You feel like an idiot. You're like, sorry, this will be the last time. And then it wasn't the last time.
Exactly.
But yeah, I hadn't been on go-karts for a while. And it was so cool because this is a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah.
So we got the whole place to ourselves. The whole place,
every track to ourselves. You know, the go-karts are there ready to go. The teenagers, the workers,
yeah.
they're there, yeah, waiting for people to turn up as well. So again, a big shout out to the Media Pass for helping out with that.
Yeah, the big shout out to the Gulf Shores Tourism and Orange Beach.
Now the Track Family Amusement Park, Josh, isn't just about go-karts.
Oh no, we did a bunch of other stuff.
We
got a card full of points that we could use.
So inside is an actual like amusement area
arcade.
So you've got claw machines after claw machines.
Actually, I call it a child casino.
Claw machines. I call it a Josh casino, to be honest with you, because you should have seen Josh. I'll give you a tip now. There was a claw machine in there that I've never seen the size of this claw machine before. It was, I'm going to say, Josh, it's 10 foot tall, this claw machine.
Huge.
Huge claw machine, right? Over 6 foot in width in both directions, and it had these big balls inside. And the claw, Josh, the claw was the size of me almost, you know? So what does Josh do? He has to go big or go home. And Josh, being Josh with claw machines, as we all know from all his other videos, that he loves them so much. Yes. And so he gets the card and he swipes and then he attempts one. It picks it up and it drops.
Yeah.
And then he swipes the card, attempts one.
So frustrating.
It picks it up and it drops. This happened no less, Josh, than eight times on that one
at
ball. At least eight times on that one ball. And I'm like, Josh, are you ever going to get it? Like, no. It kept on. And you're always saying, oh, these are rigged for so many. Once you get so many done, then the
some
claw
are.
Holds on a bit stronger for one.
Yeah, some are. But I wasn't patient. I gave up eventually.
Yep. And then tried another claw machine.
Yeah, I tried to win a Baby Yoda.
And then tried those coin pusher machines.
Those are fun.
They are fun. I like the coin pusher type machines. They're pretty cool. But we were like a kid in a candy store, to be honest.
Track Family Amusement Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to them.
Yeah. They had other rides there too. It's a family park.
Like bumper boats.
Yeah. Yep. I saw the bumper boats. I saw there was like a little Ferris wheel thing there. There was a roller coaster thing for the kids too. So that was pretty cool.
The sheer amount of things that we did, it was just like.
I know. I'm looking through it.
So
Josh.
Crazy.
I think, to be honest with you, we close out this episode after this day.
Because then. On the next episode, we'll do Friday and Saturday.
Yes, perfect, perfect.
That's perfect. So,
after we did
the Track Family Amusement Park, we went to another unsanctioned secret.
Yes,
geocaching event.
It's a secret, it's a secret to non-geocachers, muggles. They don't know about this. You know, but this place, it's in Alberta, which is just outside of Foley in Alabama here.
A little bit towards the north.
You know, half hour drive north, which isn't too bad.
Everything was like a half hour away. Yeah. Like the city, every city was like a half hour away.
Yeah, or town, but
less. Yeah.
Yeah. So we go to this Alberta place and then we go up and Josh, we're in farmland. Like I felt like we're in farmland area, open space.
Felt very different.
Very different. Very different indeed. And then we come to the point of the road where the road turns left or right, like a T-intersection. And you look to your right, Josh. And you see an amusement park for geocachers. We see
pretty much.
We saw the geocaching flag hang up. We saw a big fire pit. There was people sitting around the fire pit,
It was the most amazing fire pit I've ever seen. Like
there was a huge
Adirondack chairs.
Yes,
all around the
fires. It was a big fire too. Yeah. Like it was a bonfire.
Yeah,
you know there was a huge, or what do you call them, trucks here.
Yep,
the trucks being. You know, the ones with the pickup trucks.
Yeah.
And inside the pickup truck, Josh, you saw all these boxes with random names
presents.
On them. Presents.
Geo presents.
Geo presents for all who attended. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And shout out, this is owned by some geocachers called the Two Loras.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, I feel like they're just very prolific. Like,
yes.
We would turn every corner and everybody would be talking about the Two Loras.
Yeah.
And we met one of the Loras.
We met one of the
at
Loras.
At least one of the Loras.
Yeah.
And then she had like a little geo world out in the woods.
So what she did was, I'm not sure if you heard this or not with the tour that we did. So this little geo tour in her woods area on her property is all the old caches that she's archived. She's just put them there as their burial ground.
It's a resting place.
So it's a resting place for all her old caches. It's a cache cemetery. Yeah. Josh, there was even, what do you call that, a big mirror ball was hanging from in the middle of the woods.
It was
a mirror
so
ball.
Funny. It was just kind of like folk art kind of out there.
It was very folky, very arty, very...
Like, dolls with knives in them.
Exactly.
It's wild. Yeah, I bet you it's a blast there at Halloween.
Oh yeah. Well, apparently she does host other events here, geocaching events
like,
here.
During the winter, she said she posts an event every month.
Wow.
And so anyway, it's a potluck. There's chili. The chili was great.
Yep.
People are just having fun. Mm-hmm. There's prizes about to be handed out. Or not prizes, gifts, basically.
Gifts.
Being handed out. And one of the Laura's says, all right, I hid out in the woods a bunch of containers. Go get them.
Yes. And we're like, oh, okay. And then she said, because everyone was like slow, a little bit off the mark. There was a couple of people going. And she said, there's four prizes to give out.
There's containers, but four of them have prizes. She goes, don't open them up until you take them back to the fire.
That's right. So you got to get one, pick up one, and that's it. And all the containers were the same, which was made it handy.
Yeah.
And so everyone ran in, Josh. And, you know, I let people run past me. I'm not in any rush. I'm not in any hurry. Right. So we then walked through, and people were just grabbing them left, right, and center.
Yes.
And they were shaking them to see if there's anything in them. And didn't feel like anything was in any of them, to be honest with you. We find out later that there were pieces of paper in all of them. But so anyway, people are grabbing them left, grabbing them right. I'm wandering through, Josh, because I thought, she's not going to make it this easy, Josh.
Right.
So I'm looking for all the hard places where they could be. You know, the ones where a true geocacher would find it and a muggle wouldn't.
Right.
You see? So not on the track, no. You know, into the little bushland area and stuff. And then, Josh, right at the end of the whole trail, there was like this pipe. And I'm going to say like a drain pipe. Now, I had to get half my body in there. Now, I'm a big fella. So I got half my body in the drain pipe because I could see right at the very tip of that drain pipe, Josh, was one of the containers.
Yes.
I thought, this is the hardest one.
It might be something good.
So I grabbed that one, and that was my container.
Right. So we take them all back to the fire. Everybody has one.
Everyone has one.
Let's say there were probably like 80 people there.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody had one.
A container.
She's like, all right, open them up.
All together,
everybody opens
open
them up. And everybody's like, whoa, like the people are making noise. Yeah. And I open mine. There's a $20 bill in it.
Really?
Yeah. $20 bill. Some people had a $100 bill.
50 little bills.
Well, she's like, look a little closer. Ha, ha, ha. It was movie money.
They all said copy or fake on it, etc.
Yeah, they were all fake money.
Josh,
but
I didn't get any of those bills.
You didn't get any fake money.
I didn't get any fake money or whatever. I opened mine up and I'm like, oh, what's this? And it's a little piece of paper. And I opened up a gift certificate, Josh.
Yes.
I was one of the winners, Josh.
Yes.
And thanks to Space Coast Geostore that she spoke to as well, and they were there, Dale and Barb. Big shout out to them. Their listeners and Patreons of this show as well. They did $50 gift vouchers, and there was four of them.
You got 50 bucks
gift vouchers from the Geostore.
You get a lot of Geo stuff for that.
You can get a lot of Geo stuff. You get some coins. You can get, you know, so many different things from Space Coast for that.
Wow.
So, yeah, so a big shout out to them and a big shout out to the two Lauras as well. That was fantastic.
So awesome.
But before we ended, Josh, and after we selected our gifts, because you just pick out whatever gift you want from the tray, I heard she shouted out, I've got another prize. Did you hear that one?
Oh, yeah. That's funny. Yeah. I remember that.
She said to everyone, she goes, I've got another prize. I've got one more $50 prize to the person who can bring me back the biggest pine cone from her woods area. So, Josh, there were people out there, right? And there were people, and some had bigger ones, some had smaller ones or whatever. Uh-huh. But some people coming back, Josh, with like their shirts lifted up and full because they didn't know which one's bigger. They didn't know whether she meant bigger as in size or bigger as in weight. So they had whole shirtfuls, Josh. And then everyone came back and there was four judges to judge the biggest pine cone. Yep, sure enough, the biggest pine cone was there and they got a $50 prize. But Josh, the reason she does that is because she said, okay, all the pine cones now go over in the little pine cone corner for fire starters for future ones.
They did work for her.
They worked for her.
It only cost her $50.
And then her woods are clean of the pine cones. See?
That's good job.
Good job. That's funny.
She's a smart lady and creative.
Thinking outside the box, mate.
And we got, we did grab a parting present from the truck.
We did.
And we opened it up later. And you're going to have to listen on the next podcast
we'll talk about it.
Exactly. But before Friday ended, we were still hungry.
I know.
Even after some chili.
I know. And I thought to myself, you know, Josh, I really did want some seafood.
Me too.
Yeah.
Tim, not so much.
Tim doesn't like seafood. I think he might be allergic. Maybe. But so we found a place that Tim could have his hamburger or whatever as well, and yet we could have real seafood.
Mine was tasty.
Yeah.
So we went to DeSoto's Seafood Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
We closed it out. It closed at 8. We got there at 7.
Yes.
We were the last ones there.
Yep.
And I got the different kinds of shrimp platter.
You got the shrimp basket.
Yeah. Well, it was like coconut shrimp, the saute shrimp, shrimp kebab, shrimp burger, shrimp on the bobby.
I knew you were going to go into that voice, but anyway.
No, I had all the shrimp.
You had all the shrimp.
It was really tasty.
And I had just a seafood platter. To myself as well. Again, very, very tasty. It had two types of fish. It had the popcorn shrimp there as well. It had morsels. It even had the, my new love is deep fried oysters, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, these things.
I can't do them, but
they're delicious.
Happy for you. Yeah.
Absolutely. And deep fried as well. It actually takes a little bit of that saltiness off. Like, yeah.
Maybe
I should try normally.
I've never tried deep fried.
You should try deep fried.
I mean, deep fried anything. A deep fried turd is good.
Exactly. Why not? So that was our end of our night for the.
Oh my gosh. We've been having so much fun here in the Gulf Shores.
Yep.
And you're just going to have to wait 2 weeks for Friday and Saturday.
Friday.
And let me, spoiler alert,
We haven't even scratched the surface. I know. We've got other interviews we did as well with other people too.
Before we end this though, I just want to give one more shout out to the Gulf Shores and Orange Beach Tourism and Kay there, who's really taking care of us. Mm-hmm. If you're wanting a beach vacation, a lot of people are like, oh, I want to go to Florida or I want to go to California. This is a hidden gem.
Yeah.
This whole area, you can experience the beach life.
Yep.
You can. There's great music, which we're going to talk about on the next episode. But come on down here, experience all there is.
Mm-hmm.
San Marcos.
Yes.
He does seashell hunting
tours. I saw that.
You can hang out with him.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool. Come on down here and come to Bamarama.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great time to come down here.
And we'll go into that for next year as well. Because Bamarama, they're coming back next year, Josh, as well, in 2025.
Year three.
Exactly, for their third year. But Josh, the other thing I will say as well, being down here, being amongst fellow geocachers and fellow friends, we had Patreons with us down here, mate.
Yes.
We had a few Patreons in here. We had Nancy was here. We had Danielle, Dale and Barb were down here. Tim was here as well. So there was quite a few down here that we really enjoy. And you know, thank you for coming up to us, you know. Josh, again, I will say, spoiler alert, if people get to this part of the episode, they should.
Yeah.
Next episode, we're giving something away.
We're giving
to our Patreons.
To our Patreons only.
Oh. A little prize is coming out to our Patreon only. A little prize giveaway to our Patreon. So, yes.
So, people, if they're on the fence, they should join Patreon in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And support it. So, if you're enjoying it, you know, you can listen to it free. We get that not everybody can support us.
Yeah.
But if you can, if you make this a regular part of your listening experience, if you get value from it, if you get inspiration, you're like, oh my gosh, now I really would like to go down to the Gulf Shores. Like, you were inspired, considering supporting us. By supporting us, you're helping us create even better content, keeping it free for everyone. No commercials.
Nope.
This is the only one.
Yeah. And Josh, I'll tell you now, Buzzsprout, our host, send me commercial invitations all the time.
Oh, really?
I'm talking 8 or so a week.
Yeah, we don't want to mess with that.
But we don't mess with that. So, yeah, no, we don't want any commercials for you guys at all. We don't want you. We don't want you to need to put that fast forward button at all for the whole episode.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/treasuresofourtown.
And on the next episode, Josh, we're going to finish up
our trip.
We're coming back. We're coming back to the Gulf Shores. We're going to finish it up here in Bamarama and the Gulf Coast as well.
You're going to hear about all our adventures. You're going to hear actually about the Bamarama event. So yes. If you're a geocacher, you're like, what is that like?
Yep.
We'll tell you what it's like. We've done a couple side events, but the big event is going to be on the next episode. How can people contact us, Craig?
Oh, you're chucking it to me, Josh. Feel free to reach out to us at treasuresofourtownpodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and the YouTube.
So that's it for our show today. Please subscribe, rate, review on your favorite podcasting app. And as always,
may your travels always lead you to the most unexpected and amazing hidden gems around the world. See you next time. Bye.
I'm proud of this podcast. I'm proud of it. That's a rare thing these days. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of this. Proud of their town.